Macmillan Children's Readers. Published by Macmillan Education, a division of Macmillan Publishers Limited. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2014. Recorded and produced by Motivation Sound Studios. Horses. Written by Kerry Powell.
Horses and Us.
The first horses lived in Europe and Asia during the last ice age, when ice and snow covered most of the earth. This was between 12,000 and 100,000 years ago. These wild horses lived in herds. Today, there are still wild horses in some countries. These horses live in a part of southern France called the Camargue. They are one of the oldest breeds of horses in the world. About 6,000 years ago, people in Central and East Asia tamed the first wild horses. People started riding horses around 1300 BCE.
Horses in archaeology.
We can learn a lot about our relationship with horses over time from archaeology, looking at objects from the past to learn about how people lived. This pot from ancient Greece shows a man chariot racing. This was a popular sport. In ancient China, horses were a symbol of great wealth. Horses were very important and were often buried with their owner when they died.
Horses as transport.
Horses have transported people and goods for centuries. In the 1500s, Spanish conquistadors took horses to the Americas. The Native Americans used these horses to help them herd buffalo and travel across the country. Horses also pulled carriages from one place to another. This was the main type of transport for many years. But now people normally only use carriages for special occasions, like weddings. Before people built motorways, they often used canals to transport goods. Whole families lived on narrowboats that transported these goods. The canal workers used horses to pull or tow the narrowboats along a towpath. At the time, it was much quicker to transport goods by canal than by road or river. The canal had special bridges so that the horses could cross to the other side when the towpath on one side ended.
Horses in battle.
In battles, people used horses for different reasons, like in this story from ancient Greece. The ancient Greeks hid inside a giant wooden horse when they fought against the Trojans. The Trojans thought the horse was a gift and brought it into the city of Troy. Once inside the city, the Greek soldiers came out of the horse and attacked the Trojans. Soldiers started to use horses in battles when stirrups were invented. Stirrups helped the soldier get on and off his horse quickly in a battle. Soldiers who ride on horses are called the cavalry. During World War I, horses pulled heavy weapons. They also pulled ambulances and took soldiers to hospital. People also used horses for ceremonies. We still use them for some ceremonies today. These horses are taking part in a ceremony called Trooping the Colour outside Buckingham Palace in London. The ceremony celebrates the birthday of Queen Elizabeth II.
Working horses.
In the past, people worked closely with horses. Shetland ponies worked as pit ponies in British coal mines, or pits, in the 19th century. The ponies were very strong, but also small enough to stand up in the low tunnels of the pits. The people who worked in the mines looked after the pit ponies well. They worked together for many hours a day, and a healthy pony was able to work harder. In the past, children also worked in the mines, but it was very dangerous work. There was a law in 1842 that stopped young children working in the mines. The small Shetland ponies replaced the children. Horses also worked with firefighters. They pulled the first fire engines, like this one. Shire horses helped farmers plough fields. The farmers and horses worked together for long hours, and they trusted each other. The Shire horses wore special collars to protect them when they pulled heavy equipment. They also wore horseshoes to protect their feet. When the horse needed a new horseshoe, the farmer took it to a blacksmith. In the 1930s and 1940s, in many parts of the world, tractors replaced horses in the fields. Many farmers sold their horses.
Horses around the world.
In many countries, horses still do lots of jobs. In some countries, horses herd cattle. This horse is herding cattle in Australia. In the USA, cowboys tame wild horses to help them with work on large farms called ranches. A popular event is a rodeo, where cowboys show their skills, like this one. The cowboys try to catch cows with their rope lassos. They also ride horses bareback, with no saddle. In some countries, horses help people to carry heavy objects. These pack horses in Ecuador are carrying bundles of wood. These horses are part of everyday life for the nomadic people of Mongolia. They need horses to help them move from one place to another. Many of the children learn to ride before they can walk. The nomads use their horses for transport, food, and milk.
Horses in sport.
Today, lots of countries don't use horses for work. Instead, we enjoy spending our free time with them. We ride them in the countryside or take part in competitions with them. This girl is taking part in a show jumping competition. There are lots of coloured fences on a show jumping course. The rider and horse need to jump over the fences without knocking any down. These people are watching a horse and rider doing dressage. Dressage shows how well the rider can control the horse. This type of riding started in ancient Greece. Sometimes people play team games on horses. These people are playing a popular game called polo. The riders try to score goals by hitting a ball with a mallet. Riding horses and doing horse sports can be dangerous. These polo players are wearing special riding hats which protect their heads. They are also wearing special trousers called jodhpurs.
Horses in our lives.
Children all over the world learn to ride horses and ponies. The Pony Club is an international club for young people. This girl is taking part in a gymkhana. This is a fun competition where children and their ponies take part in games and races. Children also learn how to look after a horse. They learn how to feed it and to groom it. It is tiring work, but very enjoyable. Horses were very important in the past, and they are still important in our lives today. And they are great fun to ride and look after.